Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry. I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Everybody hear me all right. Welcome to The Secret Show, everybody. The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. It's been over 2 years, and it's about fucking time. Let's do this thing here. First off, I want to introduce our amazing midday girl, known as the Boop Master, a.k.a. Vanessa Hale. Come on down. Oh, woo, woo, woo. And you're right over here, Vanessa. V. Seriously.
Am I at the end?
You're right here.
Okay.
You're right here.
Oh, look at this fancy headset.
And now, I'm sure you guys have been patiently waiting. 6 o'clock on the dot here. Give Sarah and Vinny a hand. Come on out, Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny right here in the middle. Make some noise! Right here. You guys can choose interchangeable. Interchangeable.
Oh, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I am so offended.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to? All right.
Man. All right, okay. Working out the details here.
What's up? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I need more volume.
I think Vinny needs more volume.
I don't think anybody can hear me.
Is my mic on?
Are you on?
I don't think so.
I can barely hear anyone.
Hello?
You guys look
check.
Fucking incredible. It's so good to be out. Thank you so much. Hey, I just... Okay.
We're going to work out the technical issues.
We got this. No worries.
That suddenly sounded...
We've missed you guys, though. Seriously. Thanks for coming.
Less Vinny, more everything else. You bleed through. I don't know.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey.
Everyone wave to the nice lady.
You know what's funny about doing something at a hotel like this? Like, you know not everyone in these rooms... There's plenty of people going, what the fuck is going on? Just wait till we get into it.
If you're out there and you're asking what the fuck is going on, come down for a drink.
Yeah, come on down.
They're on Michael Martin.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where's Michael?
I think Vinny needs more volume.
All right.
I know. I'm off.
Yeah, I can't hear.
No one wants to fucking hear me.
This
oh,
is
I'm
very
on now.
Tinny.
I think I'm on
I don't
now.
Know. This
Give
is
it up for Brian, everybody.
Yeah, Brian. Brian, the engineer.
He hates us. It's fine. We love you.
You hate us a little bit. Admit it.
I'd like to say thanks to our listeners. You guys have really come up with some great bad advices here.
Oh,
God.
I hope you guys. I hope you guys step up when it's time. All right, I'm gonna read your stuff.
Everyone had a few drinks? Because that's a really important part of the standing up. And
it is.
Okay, excellent.
We need drinks.
Oh, we do need drinks.
We need drinks.
What do we want?
We're the one talking about booping. Who here knows what booping is? By the yeah. Yes.
Everybody.
Who here has no idea what booping is?
Because if you don't,
welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, are there any Secret Show virgins? Oh, there are some. Oh.
In the front row.
I'm yet
row.
To pop a cherry,
wow.
But here we are.
This is going to be super fun.
Brace yourselves.
Yeah. Okay, are we starting?
I don't know.
I think you have to officially say it's the Secret Show. All right.
Ceremony Secret Show for Thursday the 26th. Is it the 26th?
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
That's correct. Yes.
May 26th, 2022. We are live in Napa with a wonderful audience, all having fun so far. It's a weird time, obviously. This is the first one we've done live in 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and things are different. The world is different, and I was actually where it was about 5:15. I looked out here, and there were maybe 12 of you, and I went, "Oh man, people,
oh no,
what's gonna happen?"
No, we'll just go out there and sit with them.
Yeah, we'll all just sit at one table, and we'll do a secret show. So thanks for coming out. Who's going to Bottle Rock? Everybody going to Bottle Rock? Oh yeah.
Oh,
they're here to party. Let's
go. It's
gonna
be excellent. So this year. Like in years past, we passed out paper and Bryn. Oh, let's hear it for Bryn.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, and while we're giving hands to everybody, I would like to say to our promotions team, you guys killed it.
Nailed it.
It looks beautiful. You should see the prize packages for people who come to tomorrow's broadcast. This is how we trick you into getting up early tomorrow morning to come out to the to the actual morning show. We have clear backpacks that you can bring into Bottle Rock with you, so you can put all your stuff in it. And they have like a water bottle and stuff in there.
Survival pack.
And so, but you have to come to the morning show in the morning.
That is smart.
Right?
You thought of that?
I didn't. Okay. I think it was Diana. But
Diana.
We have a bunch of new crew, and they really did do an absolutely great job putting this whole thing
together. Where is that Diana?
Where is she? Oh. So?
Oh, she went inside.
Oh, she doesn't care. She's like, it started. Screw
all right.
You.
Well, thank you, Diana.
Oh, she's back there drinking.
About, right.
Well, I would too if I had put all this work
into this. Can we have a sip?
Okay. Yeah, we're super
thirsty. Hey, Bryn, is that coat Gucci or?
Yeah, can we get a catwalk across the front here?
Oh, God, all right. Let me just.
He hates it, but love it. Oh, yeah. I cannot. Now unbutton it and give us the
God,
flash.
Yeah, come on.
That was the old thing.
Turn it, work it, turn it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he hates it. Yeah, look at
that. Right, let's get some
somebody's bad got COVID hair going. All right. So in years past, everybody probably remembers Hooman, and he used to work the audience. So this is it. This is your debut as the crowd worker, Brent.
I'm going to do my best here.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some filthy people here. So I'm going to start it off right off the bat.
Yeah, if you're not filthy, you're not fucking welcome.
These
I'm
questions
sorry.
Run the gamut, okay? It's all kinds of stuff, but I'll start off with this one here. When I try to swallow, I gag. I'm a spitter. How do I get over that? G10. Is this G10 here? I think maybe V might have some answers for you.
Oh, she owned it.
Wait, you're a Secret Show virgin, you said. And she's talking about swallow. Girl, you're hooked.
You're good.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So tell us what the problem is.
Is it the taste or is it just the gooiness or what is it?
Spitting is worse.
A little bit of everything.
Dude, spitting, you got to hold it in, and then it's, like, lodged in there, and then you have to get it all out. Just swallow and be done with it.
The walk to the sink's got to be murder.
It's just so tiny. Just get it down. Swallow it.
Just swallow it and be done. Oh, yeah.
On the sheath.
On the sheath.
On the sheath, on his leg, wherever it lands.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Can't chipmunk it in the side of your cheek real quick and walk to the bathroom?
No,
oh,
it just
no.
infiltrates your whole mouth when you do it that
way. I love when guys try to act how they know how we hold it in our mouths. Just sit down. There's no side of the cheek, dude. Like, you guys blow in one nice spot in our mouth.
I have
it's
never
silly.
Experienced, though, a lady that does that and then goes...
Yeah. I've
right
never
on the
spit
bed?
In my life. I've never spit in my life. But, dude, if you can't swallow, you can't swallow. But I would suggest to you to just gag it through because they appreciate it.
We
they
do.
Really do.
We really do appreciate See? That. The effort is all
so
that counts.
So isn't it just enough that she lets him come in her mouth? I mean.
Well, look, I'm totally down with her walking to the sink or spit on the bed, but it seems like she wants to try.
Spitting on the bed is so fucking wrong, you guys.
It sounds like she wants to try. She's putting in the effort, right? So let's try to guide her through this. If you can teach her how to swallow, she seems like she's willing to learn, right?
I'm willing to try.
See,
okay. That's why I asked.
Are there any pointers that you can
Techniques
give? I'm not giving any point. I'll let you come in my mouth, but I'm letting it dribble back out. It's over for you.
I mean, maybe. Do they want to come in your mouth, or like your tits or ass an option? Like, can you veer them to another part of the body that's enticing?
Is he warning you at least?
Oh, no.
Okay, you have to do guys, okay. Guys don't have to warn. We know when they're about to come. Let's stop
it.
Oh, no. Everything
I want a warning.
I know.
I want a warning.
If a guy says, I'm about to drop a load in your mouth, he's finished anyways, all on his own. So
yeah, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I'm
it's time
it.
To walk
and
away.
Every time, nope.
Okay.
So no advice
totally
for swallowing.
I totally disagree with that. If you're about to blow your load, I need to know.
Oh, you need all a right. tap?
Oh, you need
I think
like
we got
a,
the answer. Okay. Just gag through it. It's totally fine.
Oh, my God.
We accept that.
Her friend said tap on the head, dude.
All right, virgins, how you holding up? Stacy, Michael, everything all right so far? Great.
Stacy, Michael. We're talking about this
Stacy, Michael,
front of our
how we
bosses.
Doing?
Yeah, you like that one? Did you learn good. Anything?
She says we're good.
Okay.
No further comment.
Okay.
Oh.
I know the
tips or anything, tips and tricks.
Just don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck
Josh,
it up.
Your thoughts, Josh?
I'm gonna stick it with Stacy. No comment on this one.
All right.
Yeah, that's.
All right.
I swear to you.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
I cannot believe. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even know how to react to the.
Thank you.
To just spitting it right back on the fucking bed. Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you
it's
ever done that?
It's just sexual
You're
laundry.
No.
Gross.
No. Fuck no, dude. If a guy were to the fact that I can see my boss's faces right now, and I'm saying
just don't
this
look that direction. I am not looking
directly
over there.
Across
I can't.
From us.
It is so
They're
wrong on so many
down.
Levels. Like, you guys could get in trouble for being on Instagram at work, and we're talking about blowing loads. It is just another level, but I'm not mad at it. If a guy were to like veer away from me and blow his load on the bed, I think I would actually be offended. Like, I have a set of tits, I have an ass, I have a stomach,
I have
a back,
spots
I have
all
arms,
over me.
Anything but the bed, I don't know.
Do
but...
I need to put a target on there?
You're hold such on. A fun lady.
On that note, I had something here.
Classy, oh, hold on, hang on, you referenced something else.
On that note, from F. Lowe.
F. Lowe.
How much hair pulling is the right amount? And what's up with the whole coming on the tits thing?
Oh.
F. Lowe?
Well, that's a you chick. Don't...
Oh, it's the
girl.
Jesus!
It's the table over here.
Okay, you brought us drinks, so you're good. But who are your friends right now? Oh my God! All right, we're gonna have to get
right.
to know them.
God, that's a dirty table, and
so,
there are some virgins over
apparently
there.
Apparently, she has a problem with the coming on the tits. Is,
Why?
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh well, it gets so sticky. You know, and then I just want to roll over and go to sleep. I don't want that stuff on me. I take it off.
Okay, if a man doesn't bring you a towel, a tissue, toilet paper, then he's the problem. Okay. Blow your load, wipe it off for you. That's what you should find.
To be honest, every time it's clean sheets night, I do put my tits out because I do not want them on the sheets. I just
Who's
wash
coming on the sheets? I can't.
I don't want them on the
Who
sheets.
Who are you guys
I don't want
fucking?
Them.
That's what I want to know.
Amy. Are you guys married? Are you married?
So, oh my God, have this discussion with your husband. I am mind blown right now.
I just don't understand.
She said
we
clean
bring a
sheets
towel
night.
In.
It's laundry night. That's how she's thinking.
It's a laundry night. I don't bring a towel in. I bring it in my tits. And like anywhere, just
I
not
just direct
on the sheets.
Not
anywhere.
On the clean
towel.
Sheets.
Bring a fucking towel.
Go on the towel.
Save the sheets.
Also, and every woman can say this, do not come in my hair. I just washed it.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
I think if you're in the moment, it's fair game. But yeah, the hair is a
no.
stickler.
No,
it's...
I just washed it.
Yeah.
I don't want to wash it again.
Yeah.
Well, I might want to go in and rinse off anyway.
You're gross.
Is it wrong to aim for the eyes? Sometimes you like that little the flinch thing. It's super hot.
Everybody gets blinded in the eyes. Everybody knows.
No.
Every woman knows that hurts.
It
if
really
it's
hurts.
An accident, it happens. But don't aim for the eyes. That's terrible. terrible.
So I think we...
This is a fun table.
This is a fun table.
Are all the questions from table one? I don't know if it's table one. I'm not sure if we answered a question.
The bridal
party. Okay, that's great. We're
did
here
we
to answer
that. Did we address that or not?
Well, I think we did.
How about the hair pulling thing?
How much hair pulling?
Any hair pulling is too much hair pulling. Was that the...
What? Really?
I do not want my hair pulled.
Okay. I'm okay with hair pulling. Not hair snagging, where you get like a back... whiplash. Geez. Well, I don't want a whiplash.
No, that's domestic violence. Okay. Let's just stick to... If he's getting angry and you have to call 911, then we've left the sex game. So, yeah, if your neck is being twerked
about,
in any way...
Not
weird,
my bangs. How about just not the bangs?
So your hair in general, we have found out, is just... Yeah, is off limits.
All right.
And also, don't grab me by the head and while I'm doing that, because you're choking me. You can rest your hands lightly.
I'm sorry, what now?
Don't grab me by the ears and pull it in.
Oh my God.
You can gently glide, though. You can gently guide. Like a slight gag. Like you can, like,
you get grabbed and it's just like, okay, I am literally gonna throw dinner up on you.
Well, yeah, they like to hear it though. So okay, for all the men here, if you don't raise your hand, you're fucking liars. Who likes to hear a chick choke while she's sucking your dick,
guys?
Liar, liar. Okay. You, sir, we're right here. We're good. Is that your wife or girlfriend next to you? Well done. Right. Look at her. She's all, I earned this fucking rock. You know it. Out of the ballpark.
All right. I think we're ready for a topic change now, huh?
All right.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll do that. Talk about this all night.
All right. So here's a different topic here. So my husband sometimes gets upset when I smoke pot. It doesn't agree with him, so he doesn't like to do it himself. But he likes how uninhibited I am.
Uninhibited.
Uninhibited I am.
How many?
During our sex life. It's hard to read, okay? The reading.
I was laughing at Sarah.
Our sex life can be when I'm stoned. He likes Molly after uppers, so he's not doing
He's not a no drug
person. You guys are a bunch of druggies. He's got no room to tell you what to do.
How do I get him to accept my vices like I do to his? So she likes to get high.
So she lets him.
And he likes to do her when she's
drop Molly, but she can't smoke
uninhibited.
Weed. Boo.
Who is this?
He's clearly not here tonight. So if you're listening, boo. Like, he fucking sucks.
Who is this? You guys here?
He's harshing your mellow.
Stoner person who likes to.
What is happening?
Bryn,
did you even consider shuffling those things?
Yes,
no, I did.
You're the worst dealer of all time.
I read them all, and I'm like, all right, this one goes to the top. I just didn't realize that it was all the same.
High fiving over here.
I might have to get their autograph.
We do
later.
Have to give them props, though, owning up to every one
they
of
are,
these. Most people so, would sit in silence.
Here? Who's a stoner here?
That lady right. over there.
Tell us about it.
Well, I just really like smoking it, and he really likes doing me when I'm on it because I am just free. But he doesn't like doing it because he just falls asleep. But come any other drug, he loves it. Mind you, I like it too. But I want him to come
in. Drugs, they're amazing.
They are amazing. Yeah.
But
they
he really gets mad when you get high.
Yes.
But he likes how you are when he fucks you on it.
Correct.
So it makes no sense. I can't help you. I don't know what
well,
to say.
Well, wait. Like, he's not into it when you get high and you don't bone him is the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Oh, like you're if just you're watching Netflix watching the show and smoking
Yeah,
weed.
Then you can never have that again.
No, that makes sense.
No, I don't know what to say.
I don't know why that, what do you mean you can never have that again?
No, that's just his mentality.
Oh.
Like, so oh, basically only
if
smoke
you have
if we're
that,
fucking.
Right.
Yes, he links the two together.
I see.
So if I'm not feeling up to it, because, you know, I just want chill.
That sounds like an insecurity. Like,
truly Netflix
you smoke and,
chill.
And he takes advantage of the sexual part. So maybe if you're smoking and not fucking him, he thinks it's like some weird, I don't know how to help with that. I don't smoke weed
He's
anymore,
just mean.
But when I did.
Like, that's dickish.
He's like, Australian. Does that count? Does that say a lot?
Usually those guys are up for anything, right?
You do
that's what
you,
I thought,
right?
Yeah.
I
but he does Molly,
the
though,
fuck
right?
Off, but
yeah,
I'm
he does
single,
all the other
so that
stuff.
Doesn't work.
So maybe that's it. Why he's mad, because he's up for something.
Have you done Molly? You like it?
Yeah.
Have you done Molly?
Yes.
All right. Well, take it easy. You snort that
I've
stuff
probably,
or what?
I yeah.
How's that
if,
go?
If it exists, I've probably done it. I don't like again. The bosses are really throwing
Do
me
you
off.
Snort?
Like if I lose my job after this, dude, I'm going to HR, which won't bode well for me either. So
wait.
I was saying I did.
You
Molly,
know,
I openly
right
said
there.
I do Molly and snort large lines of coke, and here I am getting fired. How
wait
is that
a minute.
Fair?
We were talking about coke yet. How are you taking Molly? Are you snorting it?
No, who snort? Does anyone snort Molly? I don't know. Molly?
I've never taken Molly.
No, Molly is in pill or drop forms.
No, you can snort it too. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
You could.
Sure. Well, maybe it's not weird. Maybe I'm old. I don't know.
Say that again.
You can snort
I took
anything.
It in a tablet. It
says you can snort about anything, is what she said.
Oh, that's actually very true. Uh-huh.
From the table that.
Yeah, this is a crazy table.
A crazy table.
She's got a pill crusher in her purse.
In fact, our only questions tonight are from this table. Everyone else is here to judge, so I hope you guys feel welcome.
All right, I have another one here that I know is not from this table.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure of this. I'm not positive, though.
And by the way, there's no obligation to own your question.
You don't have to.
I think it's great that you guys all are. But, you know, sometimes people want to ask a question and they want to stay anonymous. Like, you're really hounding people to say.
Yeah, I want to pick their brain, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Explore more. All right. I met the man of my dreams. I'm obsessed. He's like everything, but I'm also a filthy slut who gets spring fever April through June.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, right? Yeah. My pussy is literally on fire.
That sounds like an antibiotic situation, but
I look at every dude like I'm going to hate fuck his brains out. Now that I've found love, what am I going to do?
Hate
in the words of Heavy D.
Oh, my God.
I think it's somewhere over here. Am I right?
Hot ass, is that you?
This doesn't sound like a...
Does anybody want to own up to it? I think I'm getting close. I'm getting warm.
I'm a filth.
The dirty slut.
It's
we love
true.
You.
I am a filthy slut, and it's okay. We all own it. This hot ass Danielle is married to my former boss, so I can't wait for her to tell him that. I didn't know she was gonna be here tonight.
Oh my God.
So I'm with you, V-Hale. I know what's happening.
You get the boss sitch.
Yeah,
okay.
It's true. Yeah. So weird.
You're gonna do what everybody else does and sit on it and be bummed about it because. You're now
sit on it.
Married.
I'm not.
Where's that ring?
No, she's not married.
Oh, so that's are you thing. Engaged?
She's in love.
No, but I'm in fucking love.
So keep it in and nerve my and don't get married.
I'm not one to fall in love, and I fell in love.
Me either, but it happens.
Isn't
the dick better though when you're in love?
It is.
So
what?
The dick's better when you're in love.
Sometimes.
Yeah, see?
Look at this table.
Dirty table Amen. Number one even says it. She may not let
That's
the cum get on her sheets on laundry day.
It's better for a while, but
knows.
Then it's just dick. She's going to get bored. I'm afraid
pick up your
get
seat
bored.
And move over. You definitely are with this party.
Oh, my God.
Sorry everyone. I got to go over there.
All right, we have any advice for her on how to settle down?
I'm telling you, everybody's on fire all the time. Well, at least guys are. You just have to, you're either going to be cool or you're going to be,
are you
going
to
risk it.
Is the problem that you want to fuck other guys still?
No, it's just that I
said
get
it
this.
Has spring fever.
I got spring fever.
You're like a dog in heat.
Like in heat. Like, and oh. my sister.
Hold on. She said, in her words, I look at every dude like I'm going to hate fuck his brains out.
Wait, right. What are the what is the month's window? There. It should be on there. What did it say?
It's there.
She says, let's see, April through June, my pussy is literally on fire.
It's now!
It's now, you
oh my
guys.
God. I don't
and
think they're single
look
men
really
here,
good
but...
in this room, just so you know. I just want to let y'all know.
All eyes are on you right now. The guys are like,
I am dead. I say, dude, I'm not going to say go against love, but, like, if you're meant to fuck other dick, girl. Like, no one's holding you down. If you're not in a relationship or don't want to be because you want options, then don't be in one.
No, I like being in the relationship.
Not
but
that
like,
much.
But
not
I,
that much if you want to
But
hate,
I do, I
fuck
do like you likey the other men's. That's all I'm just
dude,
saying.
She's looking around the room as she says that.
She's praising
I'm looking
the
around.
Get out of your relationship now.
I'm looking around the room for her.
Yes.
Like, I think she could fuck that guy. You single? No. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, he's now he's not. Look, oh my God, there's employees here. They're like, what event are we putting on right now? This is
I
insane.
I
oh, the guy with the name tag in back. Maybe him. He looks
no,
good.
No, don't.
He's in a suit. He's getting nervous.
Did we answer your question?
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Just want to ask
I think I'll stick with the program, you guys.
I thought we said break up with him.
Okay. Oh,
we did. We did. We said move on to.
I'm getting mixed advice.
Why don't you ask him how he feels about
open relationship?
Or just adding a third if you.
I think I like the adding the third, but don't tell Dan. But yes.
Have you ever done that?
In my life.
Whoa,
yes.
Whoa, whoa.
In my life.
We
yes.
have to clarify this. This is very different.
Two guys?
One girl. Two guys, or you want to add a girl?
I have two girls.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, if you're throwing another dick in the mix, he may not be game. But if you're adding another chick in there, I promise you, he already has signed on the dotted line. So you're fine.
Done.
But I thought you were craving other dick. That's a whole...
You know what? I'm a confused
person. I think you just want to have a big fat orgy, I think is what's going on.
I'm complicated. I mean, y'all ladies look good. Table one.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Oh, shit. Dude, she Any won't come in your there? Hair, so that's a plus, I guess. Unless she Bonus. Shoots, actually, I
pull hair
I don't
the
know.
Right amount. I pull the right amount. That's all I'm
saying. Oh, my Your God. Thoughts. Hold on. The person who likes her hair pulled.
What? Oh, I have a ponytail. It's ready to go.
I'm not sure what we're setting up here,
just,
but I'm intrigued.
It's a matchmaking here.
I'm intrigued.
I'm really confused by what's happening.
You're married, but are you down to have a threesome with the strangers? Because that's...
My husband doesn't watch the show. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, so... Well, what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him, does he? Yep.
I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding, you're but not I kidding. Like you. It's silly. You're funny. You're silly. We'll pretend you're kidding.
God. I'm not sure what's happening.
Welcome back, everybody.
All right, everyone.
Good fun.
Next this, one. Oh, can we ask what her name is? Because you look like you're so nervous right now. Are you nervous or are you enjoying this? Yeah.
No, I'm enjoying this very much.
Oh, okay.
Good. Okay.
You're not
okay.
Backing away from the mic. Like
well, I didn't know if she was a virgin of the show because she looked slightly... This is jarring, I understand.
I'm actually a little jarred
it's a lot.
By it tonight. Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's when everyone's looking back at us, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Especially, right? Like, I've
don't
noted
look at
the bosses.
That
don't
table
do
right
it.
There.
Don't look. Just don't look. It'll all
we
be gotta okay.
We got to just start blaming some of these notes on that table right there.
All right, this one comes from that table over here. This one's pretty serious, it seems like, but a little funny. I'm 41 years old, trying to get pregnant. My OBGYN was amazing and always encouraged me. I've been trying for 4 years, but now I have a new OBGYN, and she is a bitch. And she always tells me I'm old,
You're
and I should give up. And
baby.
The same with my new PCP. She's a bitch, too.
Whoa.
She always forgets that I'm vegan and tells me to not drink or have dairy. What should I do? Or should I look for a new doctor? Or do I give up on having kids?
Well, don't give up.
No. 41 isn't too old. I don't want, this is a baby-free zone, God willing. But
Val, you want to talk?
There are, there are numerous specialists out there besides the OBGYN.
Oh, okay, she has.
Oh, that's you?
Jesus! It really is this table.
It really is this table. This table is on fire here.
They took all the paper.
So basically, my
there's no other paper.
Basically, my old doctors, they were like, yeah,
why did
go
you
for
leave
it.
Your old
yeah,
doctors?
Why'd you leave?
Yeah, new job. And I had to get
new
Kaiser.
Insurance.
Yeah, new
so,
doctor.
New old doctors pushed me and everything, did the fertility thing, did all that kind of stuff, still trying, all that. But the new one's like, oh, yeah, you're too old, and yeah, you should stop trying, and a bunch of stuff. So basically, last time I was at the doctor's, I left crying.
Do they know they'll make money off of you if you actually have the baby and they fucking deliver it? Should you remind
the thing.
Them
I don't
that?
Even know.
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. And then the thing is, I did have amazing insurance because everything was paid for. My fertility stuff was paid for. Everything was paid for.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting discouraged and like, maybe I should just give up.
I mean,
now,
it's
I do have
women
a...
in their 50s are having babies now, like close to their 50s. So I would absolutely not say give up. And I would say 100% find a new doctor because when you're searching around your hoo-ha, you got to like them.
Yeah. That sucks.
And I mean, I do have a son. I had him really young at a young age. But I mean, I just.
Is this a new man?
Yes.
Okay. So that makes. Yep.
Yeah. He's totally new. And he always says, don't worry about it. We don't have to have kids, blah, blah, blah. But same thing. I mean, look at Vinny. You've done it late, and
it's
you love your
me.
Kids,
well,
but
I love them, but it's killing me. No.
Men can have babies at 70.
Yeah.
Sperm just lasts forever, but we fucking expire.
Let
so,
me.
Just,
I'll tell you a story real quick, okay? Right. The lady with the first boobs I ever touched. It was a weird way to set that up. But they're the first boobs I ever touched. Why'd you snot?
I snuck. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, anyway.
No,
oh, she didn't know. She just, like, I just got to touch
them. That was first base, right?
Yeah, I was like, I think I was.
This table right here.
Wow. Dude, 10. Table one's energy was, is solid. Like, he was like 11, you guys. Like,
yeah,
he didn't
I was a little
know what
boy.
Coming was, my God.
No, she wasn't letting me anywhere near, she didn't let that anywhere near her. Anyway, what I was going to say is, on Facebook recently, like really recently, I saw this picture of her, this girl, pregnant. And I was like, oh, she reposted like an older picture, but she didn't. She's 50 and was pregnant.
See?
And it was, and it's cool. Like, it's 2-3 years later now. The baby's healthy, gorgeous, super cool. So it can happen. And she didn't, she had two kids and then had a whole life, raised them, divorced, got a new husband, had two more kids in her 40, like 48 and 50. So people do it.
I feel the right doctor will say...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Until we know impossibly, but for to say, you have one, you're that, fine.
It's
that's
just,
silly.
That's yeah. So, it's I, like, I feel pain from that. Like,
do you
that's
stick your legs up in the
say.
Air after you finish boning? Yeah. Do you do that?
I do everything you can imagine.
Have you had the pregnancy? Oh, that's just to make the baby come out. The pizza, remember that?
Yeah, that's
no,
the
that's,
yeah,
that's spicy
to have pizza, the baby. Right. That's you've already
no, we've tried everything, but, you know, they just keep telling me, you know, keep trying, all that kind of stuff, but... It's those doctors that are the...
You have to go to a specialist. So, yeah. It might cost money, but if it's worth it, you got to go to the ones that actually are, like, driven to make you pregnant. Not the ones that say...
Well, and just
we got a lot of ladies
don't
here.
Listen to that crap. Don't hear that.
Your doctor's a bitch. Just,
yeah, that's... Trust me, my sister wants me to have another child, so...
Oh, you're having it for your sister?
Hey, sister.
Yes, I don't want him. I don't want babies.
Oh.
Well, she doesn't want it on her sheets or her hair. That much we know.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
Babies pull your hair.
So we have that answer, right?
We're yeah.
Okay. Switching doctors.
Keep trying.
Screw
keep
your
trying.
Doctor. All right, we're switching tables that. Here.
And when you're pregnant,
this table right here.
Oh, V-Hale.
V-Hale, please describe your perfect man.
Oh, God.
Oh.
This should be good.
Oh, this will be fun.
Wait, is that directed towards me, or did you send that to me?
No, this is to you.
Who
from
the fuck
some,
said that?
Who said this? Anybody? Maybe it's a dude that...
Cowards! You fucking cowards.
Maybe somebody wants to date you.
Look, not everybody
okay,
has to be
this
like
is...
table one.
I didn't write it, but I want to know it.
Okay, this is... I don't know if there is a perfect man. Certainly one who is slightly easygoing because I'm a bit aggressive. why is everyone laughing? That's rude. Definitely someone who's funny because I take life too seriously a lot of the time.
You think that about yourself?
I don't feel that way about you.
I think maybe like work and stuff like that, like I get too serious. Like otherwise, I'm talking about booping. If you know booping, that's not too serious. But I think sometimes
I'm
high
serious.
Stress and stuff like that. Booping, I can't talk to you because you don't like it, but he's like, fuck, that's a serious subject.
Yep.
Like booping? Nose first, that takes some seriousness.
Takes some guts.
What does it take?
I don't know. As I've said before. No, I don't know. I think funny, hardworking. I don't need you to make a shit ton of money, but if you're not goal-driven, dude, we can't hang out. And I throw in some tattoos. And if your dick is small, you probably can't hang out. I'm sorry. But if I can't choke on it, dude, I don't want it. God damn it.
Oh, you like to choke on it?
Yes!
All right.
I like to hear myself choking. I'm the one putting on the show. I will fucking bow to myself. They just stand there and choke you with it. That's not wrong.
Good job.
Dude, no, we're doing all the goddamn work. Does a guy put in work while his dick is getting sucked?
I want to clap, but I got my hands full.
No.
He's got his dick in one hand. And
I love the way she's talking to the ladies. We're doing all the work over here.
Because what are the guys
doing?
Like, oh, yeah,
hey,
deeper.
We appreciate you.
Oh, right, yeah. Or I've had one guy one time be like, oh, well, can I sit down? Because it's like face fucking. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Are you tired while I'm on my knees, you fucking asshole? Please take a seat.
It's hard standing here.
And yes, he finished on my fucking tits. You're welcome.
Wow. Where Thank is that you. Guy?
That's Boston.
Oh,
yeah,
Boston.
We've talked about him.
Good old Boston.
Yeah, I didn't include that the first time, but now I'm angry because he's a fucking asshole.
I think
asshole.
We got her answer.
There is no perfect guy.
There's no perfect guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll suck your dick and let you know after. How's that?
Yikes.
Uh-oh.
All right. This was another one for this the front table here. Vinny.
Thank God.
Oh, boy.
Are you ever afraid your daughters will hear this show? Or what about your wife? Has she ever been mad about something you ever said on the show?
No.
I never thought about that.
No, she hasn't. No, I don't think the girls will hear this. I just don't. And if they do, they'll be older. No, I don't worry about it. And I'll tell you another thing. That's paying for your fucking college. So just shut the fuck up. You know that 529 I filled up with money? Came from that fucking show. So zip it.
Also, you can get some good tips on there, girls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys to avoid, no problem.
No.
This question here has me confused. I'm not even sure what it means. Is 46 too old to run away from home?
What?
Okay, you hate. Oh my God, is
it's
this
that
your
table?
Table
again?
Rosa? What the?
Okay, are they out of questions yet? How many did they
Wait,
write?
No, this is everybody now. No,
we, have one
we got one more.
In the green.
Yeah, you're slacking. You're slacking over there. All right.
I don't mean anything by it. I was just...
No, you hate your husband and children and want to
run away
away
from home.
Own it!
I've been...
You have neither?
You live alone and you want to
run away?
I do have a boyfriend of 15 years. Oh, my mom was torturing me with texts this morning and I said, oh my God, I need to run away from home just in general.
Oh, so she wants
not like
mom,
physical home.
Go into witness protection or
just
something?
Like just life like life in general.
Leave
so get
everyone
a new name,
you know.
Passport, you're fine.
Can I have a, like, you know...
A new mom?
Well, a stressful job.
Oh.
Oh. All yeah, that sounds...
You guys
I
got
mean,
anything for her?
No.
I hate
go
this
to
answer.
A spa.
We love
go
our
to,
job.
The,
I hate
here
that answer,
at the
but.
Hotel, they have a nice spa. Yeah. Just get a nice... relaxing massage.
You're doing it. You're blowing off steam now.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're killing bottles over there, too. So
I know.
Just
oh
keep
my God.
Up with
it's
your friends.
It's only getting worse.
They do have
so
bottles.
We just got started.
I just watched them pour the end
yeah,
of that
me
bottle.
Too.
I know oh Joke thought when you asked me what we wanted to drink that you worked here and I hadn't met you and you're a guest of the show. So please, for the love of God, let us pay you for our drinks. You're all, what can I get you? I'm all, oh, I need a Sauv Blanc. And you're like, here to see the show. So she brought us our drinks, Sarah.
I've seen you before, either. So I knew she was a listener.
The thing is, I love you guys, and I'm the one that made them, like, watch and made them come here. Trust me,
I mean, do you love or hate her for it? That's a...
Well, one of the girls wants to run away from you, so... She fucking hates you.
This table's on fire, dude. Holy shit.
I just need to know... Well, there's two green dresses. Let's. Do you have a question in the...
Yeah, no, do you want to just get your question out?
Let's just get this question out of the way
just
here.
Just say it.
Since she hasn't...
Oh, boy.
All right.
This'll
We're talking
good.
About licking assholes, so let's just set that preface
we are?
For you because you're nervous.
We
said
when
we
did
started...
We what?
We she just wants to so much.
I said, who knows booping? Who raised their
oh,
hand?
Oh, all right. Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking liars. Half those hands were raised, okay? So now that we're in it, yeah.
All right, she's got this. All right. This is the last person from this table. Unless I have more in my hand.
Is on fire.
Yeah, she is. All right, what's
your
question?
I might light her on fire.
All right, so our brother just got married this last weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, sure.
Oh.
For some,
my God, you congratulations. You can still get it annulled legally. It's fine.
So we have a big, close family, and we're not a huge fan, and she's not a huge fan of us. And
it's, your wife isn't a huge fan of...
No. My brother,
brother got married.
Our brother, I heard that sisters wrong. Got married this weekend. What do we do about this situation? It just started.
Well, no one likes to do it was before they got married.
Yeah.
Now it's too late.
Oh, you tried? Yeah. What did you do? What did you try to do? Did you ice her out, or what's the move?
No, we did our best to include her, and it didn't work out. And then we told our brother, like, you know,
we hate that bitch.
We hate this bitch.
And what do you say?
She swallows.
He said we're getting married in 60 days.
Yeah,
you got to live with it, and then be there to pick up the pieces later.
You said 60. I'm thinking 90 days because I watch trash television. That's 90 Day Fiancé. Is she foreign? Was there a time limit?
No.
Oh, I thought it was like, dude, we got 60 days.
It was a choice.
Okay, I understand.
I see your friend here shaking her head. Do you have thoughts on this?
It's her sister.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
That's all right. I'm the older sister. We tried our best, and she just didn't like us. She's not as party-ish as we are. She would always be the stick
in the mud.
You guys
are fun.
Sit there and judge us and make him leave early.
She doesn't have to come to any family gatherings.
She doesn't.
Great, fuck her.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
that's
so
the move.
Sad though, because obviously you guys
are
close.
She's gonna bear his children, and then we won't be able to see them probably.
Oh, God. Well, see, now you gotta. Oh, God.
Hopefully she swallows. She says.
Hopefully she swallows, and that won't be.
Well, she's got to do something.
If he wiped it up, she
just gave up his family.
She gargles. She does.
This table's funny, but also tragic.
I'm like,
no.
It really got a wide range.
It started off
ridiculous,
silly, and now you said we'll never see our nieces and nephews, and I am torn. Yeah, okay.
We've got it all over there.
Oh,
all right,
boy. I'm so sorry. That really does suck. My brother used to have this girlfriend that we all hated so much.
Your brother John?
Yeah, years
I thought
ago.
You liked Debbie.
Oh no, I love Debbie. Oh. He had a girlfriend
Another
that
one.
We all just hated. Like, I just couldn't stand her. But
what did you do?
Well, my mother was telling him how much she hated her, and I just was watching him close down, and I was like, I need to. They're gonna ice us out if we tell him. Like, they'll be a team together. Like, it'll drive
him
toward her.
So what was the move?
So the move was to just, like, invite her to everything and just wait for her to reveal her evil self because she was super evil and awful.
Oh.
But it's too late. It's too late now. I know.
Well, yeah,
they
people
could
get divorced.
Yeah, fuck her. That's what I say.
Yeah, but you know what? If she's got his kids, that could be really messy.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Oh yeah, how old are these people?
Oh my God, are we all getting to know each other at this table?
Who are we asking here?
There's so many layers.
How old is the brother?
We just met.
Oh, you're not with them.
No.
So table one's a bunch of freaks all on your own. Look at us making friends.
Coincidentally, okay. That's amazing.
Birds of a fucking feather.
I really
huh?
did think that they Indeed. Were all together.
That's oh, well, there good. You go. You have that in common.
All right. Well, you guys chat amongst yourselves about all your yeah. situations, and we'll go on to the next
Unfortunately,
one.
You're going to have to say goodbye to your bro.
Yeah. That's
For now.
It's
for
be.
Now.
Listen, he'll find his way back all on his own. It could be in a year. It could be in five, but it's not your guys' mess to clean up.
And you don't want
to
drive him away.
Like, the kids, that's a sad, sad part. I understand that. But you said your piece, and if that's the way you wanted to go, you can't make him
You don't want
do
lame people
wants.
At your parties, though.
No, fuck her. Like I said, it's the easiest thing to say. No but way. I'm an asshole,
brother,
and I'm
though.
Heartless.
So tough.
So.
It's really hard.
Bye, bro.
What?
That's how it goes.
Oh, you have to.
Based on your description, we all have men for you at this table.
Oh, my God.
Guys. So check in after.
Table one.
Oh, my God. Tonight's the night.
Let's go. We already we knew it was trouble. That's how I should have known.
She's leaving with them.
Would any
I
other table
it.
Like to be spotlighted? Is there another table that maybe feels
oh,
like
she's
they
hiding.
Can...
Oh, I thought she was like, come over here.
No. No, all that right. was her
that
saying.
Table over there, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking that table right up there. The table of bosses.
Liars. Yeah, I want to hear you guys ask a question.
All right. Oh, well, the boss's table. Here we go. Let's hear the question.
Wait, how are you related to the bosses?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not.
She's not. She's a listener.
Everyone. Oh, everyone's Megan's all not with me.
There's no Megan.
Yeah, we know Megan.
She's
going
to murder me.
Oh. Okay. So after being married for 15 years and, you know, missionary with the lights out,
Boo!
I'm recently
and
single.
Eyes closed tight. Yeah, I gotcha.
Oh, shit. Go ahead and say it, too. He had a small one.
No, I asked first. The only dick pic I want is just for scientific purposes only. Don't send me that veiny fucking thing unless I ask for it.
Oh, really? I always enjoy a random dick pic if you like them. And it's your husband, so I'm assuming
now,
you
no,
like
no, 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 no. I'm recently single. You missed that part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
After
you said
15
after
years.
Oh, so you I'm divorced.
And now you're getting single. Dick pics.
This changes everything.
This happens.
Okay.
Yep.
No random dick pics. But I
recently, I just learned the term booping. So what's up with that? Because when I was dating when I was 25 was the last time I was out there. That was not a thing. And so now that's being offered up on a platter for me.
Oh, from
you mean,
the gentleman?
From a gentleman to me.
Oh, to yeah, you. Yes. Yeah, of course.
Nose deep, dive in, nose first, girl. That is my only but there are a few women you will find who will agree. Have you ever... You know,
no,
we're just going to go there.
No, we didn't do butt stuff.
Have
like
ever...
I said, missionary lights out.
Okay, but the reason I don't call that butt stuff is because then people think penetration, they get freaked out, they clench
no,
up,
I think
and it's all ruined.
Anything about the butt, that shitty hole down there,
yeah.
the shitty...
Stop
hole.
It
come on,
some
Sarah.
Fucking soap
not
it or
way
rock
way
your
world. It.
Have some
the
class.
Shitty little
so
butthole.
So this is where
okay,
my mind goes. Like,
Sarah
E.
doesn't
coli,
agree with that.
Like, other gross...
Oh, my God, you don't think...
E. coli?
I don't know.
Yes! All the bad stuff. All the stuff your body's like, nope, not this.
Are you kidding me? Have you washed your vagina before any dude has ever gone down on it? No, we've got a slew of things happening down there.
Oh, my God. That's a self-cleaning oven, and it's actually designed for the purpose.
Oh, my God.
The other
God,
guy's got to fucking exit
it.
From your body.
Hold on. So you don't rinse it out beforehand? Like,
okay. I'm not
action.
Asking you to, like, come fresh from
rinse
a workout.
It out.
Okay.
And dive right
I
in.
Need
you know, the surface.
Soap and shower is fantastic. I'm saying Sarah will steer you clear of the asshole all day. Vinny and I, however, are on the same boat with this. So what I'm saying to you is...
That's some boat.
You can hate anything. It's a brown boat, but you might like it.
It's like a hollowed out log.
So what I'm saying to you is don't knock it before you try it. And listen, the first one I dove into, a guy asked me, and I did the tip of my tongue like it was the grossest thing, and it was. I was like... Ew,
oh,
and it was my livid boyfriend.
Me, which
you just
like,
said it came up.
I said he
wants
to
do
it
to her.
To me.
You don't want
I'm
your
I'm starting to get scared.
Moment?
Look at our boss over there. He's covering his eyes.
Wait, so I have a question. Can I ask you a couple of questions? Okay, so he has asked you, but you guys not in the throes of it? Like, prior to having sex, he's like, hey, you know what I want to do?
Oh, no, we haven't even hooked up yet, and it's come out. I'm, like, going to go see him after the
Let
show.
Him flip you over and fucking lick your butthole, dude. You will never go back. I promise you. I promise you.
You know, maybe get one of those bottle scrubbers with the with
No,
the
oh,
brush,
my God,
like,
stop
with
it.
That, I
don't,
mean, I just feel you. I wouldn't want him to get any
no.
shit on him or anything.
Your thoughts?
No, if he really wants it, he will dive in. On your back, on your stomach, ass up, ass down. He will get in there, and you will be like, thank
Horrified?
You, sir. May I have a fucking nother? I promise. It's a whole other world. And then you'll lick his, and it'll be in harmony.
For the record, if I could, I don't want to jump entirely off her boat, but I usually like to do that with someone I'm very exclusive with.
Have
like,
I ever said I did it with a random?
Thank you.
No.
I'm just, well, thinking. I don't know.
Only
I mean,
three.
I'm talking to her. So is this like a, you haven't even hooked up yet?
Oh, no. He's just tossing it out there that it's something he enjoys. And again, I am only just putting myself out there in the dating world after like over 15 years.
So you never
People
booked.
Are fucking aggressive, man.
Yeah.
Girlfriend preached to my world a bunch of weirdos, but I'm aggressive, so it's slightly working.
But you should have some fun. Like, I mean, right? If that's what you've been up to, go have
jail.
Some fucking fun.
But also, God. You can say no. It's totally fine.
Cool.
You
Thanks,
don't
Sarah.
Have
Thanks.
To. In case you were wondering.
Let's ask her friend how she feels about this. Friend, are you surprised?
15 years, get it, girl. Do whatever you want to
yeah.
do. Do it.
Look at
All right, there it is.
Whatever.
Right?
Dude, you'll email us later and be like, oh, my God, that was the best
yeah,
thing I ever
Yeah, email us.
Did.
We're going to want to review.
Thank you. If he wants to lick it, let him get it, girl. That's my
oh
advice
my God.
To you.
That's
Why
about
are you
time,
so,
guys.
Wow.
On that note.
I'm sitting here counting my lucky fucking stars. The last thing I would want to do is be on the fucking dating scene and have to be like fighting
yeah.
people off my ass. No, I'm not into that.
That's
I was
not
never
the,
and I'm not
dating
doing
is
that.
The hard thing. The ass Jesus. Licking isn't the hard thing.
it's
the conversation part that's rough. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, everybody give it up for Sarah and Vinny.
And V Hale.
Are we done?
Is that it?
Yep. Is that it? Oh, really?
How
we
is
finished?
That it?
6:45. Yeah.
So?
One more question.
All right, one more question.
I feel we just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
I know. I
do actually feel like we're just getting over the fact that
these
our boss
typically half an hour long.
He's got half a glass, man.
All right, all right.
I don't know. I have no idea question. How long it's going to be.
Right.
Table one took all the time. We
For the record,
table
this
one.
One
be biased.
No,
God.
Table one rules. Thank
table
you
one,
so
no,
much.
No, you guys are amazing. No, we're like getting shots
you guys
later.
Have,
it's fine.
You guys have amazing energy.
I'm going to hate your sister-in-law one, with you. I'm already
I don't know too much
dedicated.
About this one here.
Yeah, she
okay.
sucks.
Okay. Here we go. Yep.
I've been to Bottle Rock a bunch.
What?
How to keep your panties on at Bottle Rock. Last year.
What?
I don't know. Last year, I saw so
reading.
Many beaver shots from girls sitting. It was disgusting.
Oh.
I talked to the Bottle Rock employees who found panties in the sky deck area.
What's
How do
happening?
You think the girls got in to the sky deck? Tricky Vicky.
All right.
Oh.
So I have no. I don't know about this.
You
Apparently.
Are the last person I would expect. This makes it even better.
Whoa!
Oh!
Whoa!
She did.
I just saw Tricky Vicky's beaver, and I'm wondering where your panties
she
are.
Has,
Vicky.
She
has little purple on. Panties yeah. on. I just got
so
a full
I don't know
shot.
About beaver shots at the sky deck. What are you talking about here?
I've only seen my own vagina until now. I'm
Same.
So
I've been to Bottle
torn.
Rock every year, and last year it just seemed to be, I don't know, maybe everybody was so happy to be out after COVID.
Maybe that's it.
Walking through the lawn.
No.
Girls
we still wear
sitting.
Our panties.
Yes. So at the end of the Foo Fighters concert last night, we were the last to leave, and we had employees tell us they picked up so many panties from the sky deck area.
Oh.
It's like, wonder what happened up there.
Huh.
So just I always keep
well,
my panties on.
Well,
Brynn,
you were on the sky deck area last year. At Bottle Rock.
Yeah, she said last night I got that
oh,
threw
the last,
me off
the
with
last
the
last night of last year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like, what's
yeah.
happening?
Okay. I mean, you were up there.
That's why I said I don't know about
I
the beaver
like,
shots.
I was like, the Foos were here last night? That's, I'm, okay.
I feel like I'm missing out. Back I don't know about
track.
The beaver shots. Tell me what that is exactly.
Keep your panties on, girl.
Yeah,
keep
I mean, I don't,
on.
I've never.
All right, she's
is
just.
I have a question.
She's just giving me advice to other girls.
She's not asking, she's telling.
That these girls who wear the little string, that it's just. Being eaten by their vaginas, and then, and so even though they
Maybe
do have technically have panties on,
oh, you think there was booping on
yeah,
the sky
she's
deck?
Saying she thinks people were boning up
so
there.
So what you're telling me is to go to the sky deck while I'm here
that
at Bottle Rock. Okay, I feel at home now. Yeah. All right. See, I don't even give a shit. Slow clap. Yeah. I don't even care if you're down for booping. She's feeling it. Let's
I'll just
go.
Clap along. Whenever I hear clapping, I have to do it automatically. I don't even know what I'm clapping for. You know what? I'm clapping for Brynn because
oh,
great
you.
Job. You did a
Brynn.
Good, really, really
yeah,
good job with those.
I'm sweating through my Gucci jacket, you asshole.
I forgot my computer and I don't have my thank you list. Oh, those are all for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'm going to go really quickly. Listen, I know that this was a lot of work leading up to this. I appreciate everything that you guys did, Brian, our sales department is amazing. The promotions came together so well. I'm super, it's so nice to be back. V, making the trek up here.
Guys,
you're lit.
Twist
you're
my arm
shot
to come
out
talk about booping
cannon.
And drink some booze. Oh I mean, God. I will be here.
We didn't know. you were amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
seriously.
Thank you guys.
Now remember,
for coming out.
You gotta be up and be back here at 6 o'clock in the morning. You be here.
All right, table
Do
one.
Do not
shots.
Let
fucking right
this
here.
Bad
shots.
Influence down here. Oh my God, you're not going to be, if you do shots with them all night, you're not going to be on the show tomorrow.
I just feel myself not sleeping and then coming in and doing the show.
Oh,
that's
it's going to be
feel.
Fun. I love
all
it.
All right.
It's going to
be great.
Stellar shit okay. tomorrow.
You're not allowed to say shit on the real show.
Oh, that I know.
I think she knows that.
Yeah, that, yep.
All right.
FCC or something weird like that.
Well, thank right. you guys very much for being here, and we'll see you all in the morning.
Woo! The end.
The end. The end. Oh, and oh, can I say one more thing? Are we still recording?
We're still going. We're still going.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, fuck you, Nicole.
Fuck you, Nicole.
Hey, fuck you, Nicole.
Fuck,
Nicole.
Fuck you.
Oh,
wow. Everybody say goodbye to Nicole.
Bye, Nicole. Oh, we love you.
The Double hostility.
We love you.
Vinny, one more time. Magic words.
The end.
Okay. Double magic words.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.